the game all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
This is Ben Brust of Kyle and Brust, and you're listening to 1430 ESPN WBEV AM Beaver Dam, a locally owned Good Karma brand station.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does?
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Wednesday here from Beaver Dam, right here in the Daily Dodge TV studio. Welcome into the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam, and Daily Dodge TV. It's a special day today because it's one of Ashley's favorite days of the year, or at least 24 hours ahead of one of her favorite days of the year. It's the NFL schedule release time of the NFL season. Ashley, I know that you've been on pins and needles all day waiting as we're getting the leaks to pop through. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm just on the edge of my seat, Wally.
You are still prepared today to whip out the breaking news sound and graphic if we need to when we get more releases.
Yeah, so far nothing.
Okay. Well, yesterday was disappointing. We lost out on one by 30 minutes.
Oh, we did. That's right. We did. That was a bummer.
It was. I'm a little disappointed we weren't on the air earlier today when we did have the announcement of a Wednesday game, a rare Wednesday game in the NFL slate. But luckily, we have the great Jason Wilde to talk to about this. And we're going to welcome him to the show now. As you can hear Jason on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Jason, happy schedule release eve. I hope you're as excited as Ashley seems to be.
Please tell me that you don't really mean that.
No,
Ashley.
He's doing a bit.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
she's
you
been
are.
Jason, for days now, she's been, do you guys see that in week 13, the 9 a.m. game played overseas is going to be these teams? We can't get her to shut up about it.
I've just told you what's going on.
We can't get her to shut up about it. She loves the schedule release.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that this is all just being facetious. It's such a stupid scam.
It is.
Like, we already know the opponents. They're just releasing a calendar.
Literally.
Well, Jason, in the building, because, like, naturally, the NFL has turned every event. It's going to get to the point where it's going to be like the announcement of 53-man roster is going to be an event. But this has got at least fans excited year in and year out. I'm interested in that building. How do Packers, whether it's the players, the coaches, the front office, is this just another day to these guys? Or are they actually geared up and eagerly awaiting to figure out where they're going to be playing as much as a lot of the casual fans out there?
I mean, I don't think they're obsessed with it like you're alleging Ashley is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it comes out, I'm sure they're interested. You know, we talk to Brian Bulaga like we do every Thursday every Wednesday, I should say. And he said he would look at the schedule. He'd be curious, you know, when exactly he was going to be facing certain pass rushers, for example. But generally speaking, this is, again, you hit it on the head. The NFL has successfully made everything a big deal, including the schedule release. You don't get this with other leagues. They just don't own this kind of real estate in people's attentions the way the NFL does. And, yeah, woo, we're going to find out when the Packers play the Carolina Panthers. Yeah! Come on.
Ashley's going to have the cheese head painted green for that day, though.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Wally.
That needs to happen. You're the queen of social media. I feel like, if anything, I'm setting you up for a bit that you can run with.
True, I guess.
Something to consider.
Wait, you're going to do what?
I'm imagining Ashley with, like, the cheese head. You know those suspenders that you see Big Ten teams and a lot of their fans wear where they're the striped? It'll be
the
striped
bibs?
Green and gold. Maybe a little face paint. And then she can be out here announcing to the great people of Beaver Dam, guess where the Packers are playing on November 12th?
I'd have to do that tomorrow.
It's an opportunity.
It's true.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah, no. No, I don't think you should do that.
Well, we have seen a lot of these leaks that do happen, though. And one of the things that people were paying attention to was whether or not the Packers are going to play overseas. It at least seems that that is not going to be happening. But they did have a unique quirk in this schedule in the sense that they're going to be playing in this inaugural Thanksgiving Eve game, which is already another sidebar about the NFL just going, we're going to play 365 days a year in the future. But right now, they have moved into Wednesday. What does that mean? Is that mean that we should anticipate, first of all, a bye the week before? How does this impact the actual day-to-day of the Green Bay Packers and how they operate?
Well, a couple things, Wally. And by the way, we got to figure out a way for Ashley to be on the air without me echoing because I'm coming back through the speakers in the studio. I don't know what, ever since she took over as an outstanding co-host of the program, I can hear myself echoing.
Uh-oh.
Look. Yeah.
I see her looking right now. She's actively trying to solve the problems. If you notice it's different, you just shout at us.
Is this different? Oh, so he's gone. Okay, wait, there you are.
No, I'm here.
I accidentally...
But now I'm echoey again.
Oh, crap. I accidentally turned you all the way off. Okay.
All right, well, now we have something to work for on Friday, Jason. We'll make sure that we have the team on standby for you.
Yes. I've always wanted to go to the Grand Canyon.
Is that better?
Well, now it's even worse.
Oh!
No, it's worse now.
So tell was not the answer.
I'll do this and see if it makes it any better. But Jason, do you remember my question, first of all?
I do. The logistics of playing a Wednesday game.
Correct.
Now it's back to the normal echo that I've been dealing with ever since we made this change.
I'll get my best people
on
it.
You can't play on Sunday. And that's you?
No, it's not me at all.
Oh, we've got somebody else. Okay. Coming out of nowhere like a hero.
Yeah.
So when you play on Wednesday, you can't play on the previous Sunday.
Okay.
Now, when they played two Thanksgiving games on a Wednesday, or two Christmas games, I should say, on a Wednesday back in 2024, those four teams that were involved also played the previous Saturday, because you have to have three full days in between games. If you played Sunday, then you'd only have Monday and Tuesday in between before you played again on Wednesday. So so that kind of limits your options, which means one of two things. Either, well, I guess one of three things, but one of them I don't think is going to happen. One would be they would have Packers and Rams play some sort of a Saturday game the previous Saturday, like November 21st, I guess would be. But they don't usually play Saturday games in November. They save that for late December, which is what they did in the case of Christmas 2024. So that's option one. Option two would be the Packers have their bye week in week 11, which would be after 10 games, which is later in the year, obviously, but certainly better than last year when they had a bye after only four games, which didn't do them any favors. The third option would be that the Packers would play their Thursday night game that everybody has to play at least one of the previous week. So they would go, you know, Sunday game, Then they play a Thursday game on whatever that would be, November 19th.
Okay.
And then they would play again on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving on November 25th. And that way they would have, you know, the short week, obviously, going into they would have the short week going into the Thursday game, and then they'd have another short week, although not nearly as short, going into a Wednesday game. So that'll be what Ashley, the schedule release aficionado, will be looking for tomorrow. I would say they're probably getting a bye week. The week before that Wednesday game, if I were to guess.
How do they pick who gets the international games? Do you know?
Well, they go based on a couple things. I mean, first of all, the perceived interest. Secondly, the opponents are already set right in advance for all your games. So, like, the Packers, you know, the only teams that were on the international schedule that once we knew which the host teams were, the only teams that were host teams that the Packers had on their schedule were the Saints and the Lions. And Ed Policy said on Cheesehead TV a couple weeks ago that he had been told that the Lions had protected the game in Detroit against the Packers because they did not want to have that game played on a neutral site in Munich. At the same time, you know, the Saints game, the Packers very easily could have been selected for that. That would have made perfect sense. But obviously that didn't end up happening either. So, you know, the Packers have 9 home games this year, and they had 9 home games back in 2024 when they started in Brazil, but that was the Eagles that were designated the home team. And then they had 9 home games back in 2022, and it was their home game that they took and put them in London for. So, you know, if you have enough home games, which the Packers obviously, you would do that in years that they have 9, because the NFL is cognizant of how important home games are to the local economy here. They would have to take it in. So I like next year, if the Packers are going to have an international game, I would predict, because it'll be the year that they have only 8 home games, I would predict they would be the road team, and they wouldn't be losing an international game. But it's funny, the Packers were the last team to play an overseas game in the entire league, because the Packers always kept pushing it off. They didn't want to go, and then finally London calling, if you will, finally happened back in 2022, and LaFleur had the worst attitude about it ever.
Quick question for you. Did the echoing get better? Or worse?
No, I can still hear it.
Dang it.
It's not worse.
Okay.
It's a little bit softer.
Oh, okay.
But there it was again.
Oh, crap.
No, it's not any softer. I could hear that. I thought
I made progress. I did not. Wally.
I have an idea. We'll talk once we get off the air. I think we might be able to get him on a Teams call on Friday, and I think it might make it clearer for him and for us. So you know what, Jason? We'll get back to you on that. In the meantime, I do want to ask you about one of your articles that you wrote this week. A really good piece.
Why you got to make it more? I don't want to do a team call. I'd rather listen to the echo.
You don't want additional Teams calls in your day-to-day?
No, I'm. Don't tell anybody, but I don't really enjoy Teams calls.
Okay. You know what?
Valid.
That's fine. We'll figure it out on the phone lines. We're going to put our best on this. It's certainly not me, and apparently Ashley is...
Call Sherry Sackett. Get Sackett for me. Stat.
Sherry on Sackett. It. Getting her involved with tech is always a great thing. She's about as good with it as me. Not great, Chase. Not great. Unlike your article, though, because on channel3000.com this week, just a little while ago, actually, you wrote about the new backup quarterback, the veteran backup quarterback that will be playing number 2 behind Jordan Love and Tyrod Taylor. First of all, before I ask the question, it was Tyrod Taylor for about 10 years of his career, and then I think it switched to Tyrod Taylor, but then I feel like everybody switched back to Tyrod. Do you have a definitive how we should be referring to him?
I don't, only because I haven't spoken to Tyrod or Tyrod. So I don't know.
Okay.
Like, once we talk to him, that will be among my primary questions is, so what's your name? And can we just call you Ty?
Make it a little easier. I'll certainly take that. But this is a sort of unique situation for Jordan Love, at least at this point of his career, where he has somebody who's been there before, who's played and started on high-level football teams, even taken a couple teams to the playoffs in his career to this point. I'm interested when you have a dynamic like this where it's very clear Taylor knows he's going to be the number two. How close and how much of a true mentorship role he's really going to have, and how much of it is, hey, I'd never had the arm talent that you had. I'm going to defer to the coaches and not step in and offer my own expertise. How do you really anticipate the relationship being?
That's a good question. Ashley, I got to ask you first, though, given that I'm already grumpy about this whole Echo thing.
Uh-oh.
Do I now correct Walter that you can't be kind of unique, because unique is defined as one of a kind? So you either are one of a kind or you're not.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, oh, he's very unique.
Yeah, you can't be kind of unique, because then you're just kind of like normal.
You can't be very unique. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're either unique or you're not. So,
yep.
You guys are a dangerous tandem. I don't enjoy this. Move.
Yeah, I think we make a great team. I don't know about you.
Once we find this Echo out, we're going to be unstoppable.
It's true. I'm going to start doing the show from the bathroom so I can get two echoes. Stand in the shower, fully clothed, just so it echoes twice. I think the Tyrod Taylor thing makes so much sense, because Jordan Love's at a different point in his career. Now, I would argue that when he became the starter in 2023, I made the point that I thought they should sign Matt Ryan, who was completely washed at that point. I don't know if you remember the Matt Ryan that played for the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, I remember him rushing for about 40 yards against the Las Vegas Raiders.
He was, as Charles Barkley would say, terrible at that point.
Yeah.
So I don't think there would have been like the concern of, oh, this guy's been to a Super Bowl, this guy's won an MVP. We're going to be calling for him when Jordan Love is struggling. He had history with Matt LaFleur in Atlanta. Like, I thought that made a lot of sense. Now, what I didn't understand at the time was that Matt Ryan's contract with the Colts called for him to get paid all this money the following year after they'd released him. And any contract that he would have signed, it's like the Kyler Murray deal. That's why Kyler Murray's playing for popcorn money in Minnesota, is that there would have been the payback, basically. So he instead was smart enough to go take a job with CBS, make $10 million that year from CBS. It doesn't offset any of the money that the Colts owed him, so he basically double-dipped. But had he been the Packers' backup, whatever his salary would have been deducted, so he basically would have been working for free. So it didn't make any sense then, but this is exactly the kind of quarterback that I think Jordan Love needs behind him now. He's going into year four. It's a critical, critical, critical year for him. And now he's got a guy that's pretty much seen everything. Guy who started 62 games in the NFL. A guy who, has been that stage veteran backup that could, give you pointers and be a sounding board and all those things. And to your point about this unique situation for him, he obviously sat behind Aaron Rodgers, a very experienced player, for 3 years. But that was different. He was the backup. Now he's the starter. And, Rodgers didn't have a lot of those kind of old veteran-type guys as backups when he was in Green Bay. But he swears by Tyrod Taylor from their 1 year that they had together with the Jets. So I think this makes a lot of sense, and I'm eager to see, once we talk to Tyrod, A, what his role is in his eyes, and B, how to pronounce his name.
That's all we can ask for, Jason. And we appreciate you putting up with the echo today. Goal is by Friday that you will only hear one of yourself, and that's when you're speaking, Jason. But we appreciate the time. We'll put our best men on it, best women on it. It's going to be great. You're going to hear only yourself. I hope you're ready for Friday.
I have nothing but faith, faith, faith in you, you, you. All right, guys. Have a great night. Take care. Be good.
Good chance for him to do the take care. Be good, 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 good. But that's all right. We'll get him back this next week. Huge shout out, as always, to Jason Wilde. for joining us a little on the show. By Friday, we'll know where and when the Packers will be playing all of their opponents in the upcoming season, which I know, Ashley, you are on the edge of your seat for, as many, many around the state of Wisconsin are eagerly awaiting.
I cannot get over how it has been. I've been a producer of this show for 4 months, and Jason has been dealing with this.
And he hasn't said a word?
It's
been one for the inside baseball of this all, too, is that we are not on Daily Dodge TV right now because for like it was just like everything hit the fan at 4 o'clock, and Ashley and I are just laughing, looking at each other on a Teams call during the entire exchange with Jason. We'll get ourselves collected here as we take our first break today. When we come back, we will talk a little more schedule release, and we will look ahead to what the Brewers have on tap coming up, including a home run from Ashley's favorite brewer herself. We'll dive into that right on the other side of the break with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and just ESPN Beaver Dam today.
Looking for your next great round? Tee it up at Rolling Meadows Golf Course in Fond du Lac, featuring 27 holes designed for every skill level. Whether you're chasing a personal best or just enjoying time with friends, you'll love the well-kept course, practice facilities, and relaxing clubhouse. Play 9, 18, or all 27, then unwind at the bar and grill. Rolling Meadows, more golf, more fun your way. Book your tee time today at rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com.
Rich Eisen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payments sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
Harry Douglas here to tell you about Confetti Craze 5-Hour Energy. It tastes just like the best birthday cake ever. Vanilla, buttery, frosting vibes. It's basically a party in a bottle. And here's the best part. All cake, no sugar. And you know I love my cake. So I get that big birthday energy without any sugar guilt. The bottle's small, easy to toss in my bag, and perfect when I need a quick, tasty caffeine boost to cakeify my day. The Funfetti flavor is back on 5hourenergy.com or Amazon. Crack open a Confetti Craze 5-Hour Energy shot today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Big brats and big bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our next Brat Fry is Friday, May 15th, 11 to 1 at M. People Credit Union, 17 North Pioneer Road in Fond du Lac.
They're doing their best to work like Wildy today. What's your excuse? Don't let your eyes or ears miss anything happening on the Dam Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With iBreak streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players in their teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. You strike me as somebody that was a Pokemon fan growing up.
Oh, what?
Yo, yeah, I figured you'd be like the Pokemon Go person. It's like, let's go to the playground and find a Charizard.
No. Rude.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. Like, oh, wait, you know what? I will I will tell you I was wrong. I did not expect that. I still thought you'd be a Pikachu gal or whatever.
No, what's that song though? It's like, Pikachu, where are you?
Gotta catch them all. That's all I know. Yeah. Gotta catch them all. Anyways.
Stop.
All right. Well, let's get back to the fantastic day that today is. It is the eve of the best day of the football year to Ashley Dobrzynski. It is the NFL schedule release.
Would you stop?
I will not.
It
and
is not.
With, at this point, we have one game that we are aware of. We are aware that the Green Bay Packers will be in Los Angeles the Wednesday before Thanksgiving for a, I guess I can't say unique anymore. Unique's not a word
well,
on this show.
No, you can say unique. You just can't say kind of unique.
Well, it's not unique even because we've had other Wednesday shows before or other Wednesday games, so I can't say that. I'll be better. But they have a game, an unusual Wednesday game against the Los Angeles Rams on Thanksgiving Eve. And with that, you heard Jason Wilde just a moment ago say he believes that means that the Green Bay Packers will have a bye that week before.
You're not eligible.
You're not eligible, as I appreciate the echo callback there.
Thank you.
To play Sunday and then turn around and have to play another game in less than 72 hours. So you know that they'll be playing. If they do play the week before, it'll be a Thursday. God forbid, another Saturday game. We just need more of those. So at this point, Ashley, doesn't look like they're going outside of stateside. They're staying home. They have 9 true road or home games, which after last year will be a very welcome change of pace to get back to the friendly confines of Lambeau Field for more often. Jokes aside, when you look at the schedule release, outside of it being a ridiculous production, how much do you really like sit there and tune in on Thursday night to be locked in, know when the Packers are playing and who they're playing when?
Wally, I will, when the final like schedule comes out and there's a tweet, I will look at it.
You won't even look like while the leaks are happening?
No. Like, no. Give me the full schedule.
What are your thoughts on having the Wednesday game before Thanksgiving? Because I have I feel like I've kind of hinted at it, but I have a very strong opinion on it.
I hate it.
It's awful.
That's not NFL.
When you were growing up, you're a little younger than me.
Okay, a little?
What is happening today?
Sorry.
What is wrong with this show? What is wrong with the program? That you just
you can't say you're a little swinging. This is my first time lash. You can't say you're a little younger than me when you're 32 and I'm 30 and I'm 23.
That's a little. It's under 10 years.
All right.
We're within the same decade-ish.
Well.
Thursday night football, when you were growing up, was that already a fixture? Was that something that has never been a sacred non-football day in your life?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because that's the thing. When myself and everybody that's grown up around my age or older than me, apparently a lot older than Ashley Dobrzynski, we will remember that the NFL, they would play Sunday. They would only play the 1 o'clock or here noon, but they'd play the 1 o'clock slate. They'd play the 4 o'clock slate. You get a Sunday night game, and you were thrilled. You were so thankful to get a Monday night football game. Now it has gotten to the point where you have sometimes there's multiple Monday night football games. You have international games that they play first thing on Sunday morning. There's Saturday night games as you get closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
You have Thursday night every single week. We're oversaturating what was a beautiful schedule, what was a beautiful game, and it's getting to the point where, I mean, it's awesome that we get to talk about football all the time, but I almost miss having like the sanctity of it being a holy Sunday that I'm going to sit my bottom down and I'm going to watch football for 10 straight hours, and that's because it was special and I knew that's the only time I could get it.
Yeah, like I love my Sundays.
Yeah, they was perfect.
If it's not broke, why fix it?
I'll bend the knee a little bit. I'm on board with the international games. I think it's great that we're growing the game and getting more people overseas to understand why football is the greatest sport in the world. But with that being said, we don't need to be playing over there 15 times. We don't have to have the opening game of the NFL season on Australia for a team that won a freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah, wild.
It makes no sense whatsoever. It gets under my gears, and you know what? It grinds my gears a little bit, and you know we'll keep doing as football fans. We're going to keep watching it. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm not tuning in on Thursdays. I will be locked in on Wednesdays. Hell, when they have the 3 a.m. Tuesday game in 8 years, I'll be locked in and watching that too.
Me too. Yeah. I can complain all I want, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching.
I know. We're part of the problem, and I'm fully aware of it.
It's okay.
It is okay. And the Brewers, switching gears a little bit here before we go to break, talk about everything that happened in the Beaver Dam athletic world last night. Joey Ortiz went yard, and I knew that you were hot on the trail of this. Is this the moment where they're going to start seeing that 6-9, the bottom of the order, start playing a little bit more to the mean?
Every blind squirrel can find an acorn every once in a while.
Well, they're looking for nuts.
That's what Joey Ortiz did.
He's
is this your boy, Wally?
You know what? You're gonna make me. I'm gonna just start collecting jerseys of like the Wisconsin professional athletes
that I just can't stand.
That you hate, and I will become super fans of.
Hate is such a strong word. It's like
you
dislike.
Hate them. They're them playing. You don't hate the people. I'm not saying you hate
Wally,
the people.
You're professional athletes. Be good. Like Joey Ortiz hit a ball. Lucas Van Ness make a tackle.
All right, well, Lucas Van Ness is going to have 10 sacks, and Joey Ortiz just went yard, and you're still complaining. Just something to monitor here for South Central Wisconsin.
Whatever.
We're going to step aside for a break. Come back. We'll recap everything on a very busy Tuesday night that was for Beaver Dam Athletics. That's right on the other side of the break with more of the Dam Sports Show.
Hey, this is Kurt Grunewald from Beaver Dam Youth Football. You're listening to 1430 ESPN, home of the Golden Beavers.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A former nurse at Waupun Correctional is on trial on the death of an inmate. Gwendolyn Vick is one of nine former prison staffers charged in a string of inmate deaths. Watertown School Board is pulling a controversial song from a high school concert next week. A mother of a revolution honors transgender activist Marsha P. Johnson. The Wisconsin legislature could vote today on a bipartisan deal to spend some of the state's budget surplus. It combines school spending with tax cuts. New rules starting this summer for bikes and other pedal-powered rides in Horicon. E-bikes won't be allowed on sidewalks at all and for anyone under 16. Kids in Beaver Dam schools and now Waupun will get mental health counseling this summer thanks to a $7,500 grant from the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation's Giving 100 group to Church Health Services. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home. If you're ready to upgrade your home, I invite you to visit Silica, your one-stop shop for appliances, electronics, furniture, bedding, and more. Since 1922, we've proudly served our community with quality products and exceptional service you can trust. Our experienced team is here to help every step of the way, from sales to delivery and installation to service after the sale. Visit us at shopsilica.com or stop by our stores and see why it's Silica for Your Home.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition at goodkarmabrands.com. That's talent acquisition at goodkarmabrands.com.
Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Hit a home run with the next WBEV Milwaukee Baseball Bus Trip of the Season, presented by Columbus Family Dental. Join us Thursday, June 18th, as Milwaukee takes on Cleveland. $70 gets you a Loge infield seat and deluxe motor coach transportation to and from the game, including bus driver gratuity. Bus departs Slumberland Furniture at 10:30 for a 1:10 first pitch. Sign up today at the WBEV Studios, 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam, during business hours.
Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and more on the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Stay tuned to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big...
Coming up Thursday, June 18th, we have our second Milwaukee baseball bus trip of the year. It's going to be a 1:10 first pitch as the crew welcome in the Cleveland Guardians. Price is $70 per ticket. The pickup and drop-off location is right here at Slumberland in town, so it's very simple. You go over there, you're going to park, hop on the bus, go down, enjoy yourself a Brewers win with Cale Zomer. I know he's going to be on this one. And those of you who are interested, swing by the station, and I'm telling you, we're well over halfway sold, and we just opened this up today. So if you want to be a part of this, I would highly recommend getting over to the station by tomorrow and be there early. Otherwise, you might be looking at a... unfortunate. We'll see you on the third bus trip. Ashley, do you have an update, or how many seats do we have? It's got to be only like 20 seats or so left.
Yeah, I know when I talked to Charlie this morning, he said we were already like halfway full.
And that was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So it opens up tomorrow again at 8:30. Be here by then, and yeah, get your ticket now. I can get a final update from him.
Be there, be square. While you get that,
I was going to say that.
Yeah, you get that final update. Give us an update before we wrap up here. First, I want to fill you in on everything that happened last night in the Beaver Dam athletics world. The girls' soccer team hosted Watertown, had a 1-0 lead after a goal by Shea Marie Ashley about 6 minutes into the second half, but the wind was whipping yesterday, and it really, really came to help Watertown the second half, able to put the ball in the air, unlike Beaver Dam, and see it get an extra like 20, 30 yards, it felt like, on every kick, and they were just playing in their own defensive third the entire game. So regrettably fell short there, but they do have Wayland Academy coming to town. Rare opportunity to see the Red Storm on Daily Dodge TV on Friday. Have you been out? Have you seen Wayland compete in anything to this point, Ashley?
No,
I don't think I have either. So I'm excited to get out there and get to see some of our friendly neighbors from just a couple blocks up the road.
Yes, indeed.
Then in baseball last night, the Beavers got an unfortunate result on the scoreboard. They had Hacker Resort off of the scoreboard as last night was youth night. Got to see upwards of 30 kids come out and celebrate and see a baseball team that has really, over the past few years, instilled a lot of love for the game in this community. And with the youth, we see it, whether it be in hockey, whether it's football, whether it's basketball. One of my favorite things every time, every year, is to see youth night and see that excitement. Ashley, I know that you said that you weren't on a lot of talented teams necessarily in high school, but you also were a high school athlete. Do you remember what it was like for you competing as a junior or a senior and seeing a bunch of kids like 8, 9 years old up there and actually looking up to you like you're a hero?
Yeah, it was always cool. We would take them out for the national anthem, and they were just so giddy to be with us, and it was just so cute. And yeah, they loved it, and it was a lot of fun.
I'm surprised you'd say that. I was half expecting you to be like, I wanted to beam one with a pitch.
No, those kids were not my cousins who I wanted to humble.
No? Oh, okay. All right. Wasn't the humbling type at that point.
Well, they're also
not
like,
the same now.
They had the same love of the game that I did. Or, you know, they wanted to play and just have fun. And I remember when I was a little kid, I would have done anything for somebody to, you know, have that. So it's always so fun. I mean, I did get that, but it's always so fun to have that experience.
Especially, you remember when you were 8 to 10 years old, you look at the high school athletes in your town, like they literally mm-hmm. were heroes. They yeah. were professional athletes almost to you at that point mm-hmm. and be able to go out there and perform in front of them. Really cool. Again, I know not the result that Beaver Dam Baseball was looking for, but they still very much in the hunt for a conference championship. But that all comes to pass on Friday. You have to get a win against the Milton Redhawks. This time, it's going to be in their building. They got the better of Beaver Dam last night. But you got to have a short memory. Probably imagine it's going to be Ashton Seifert getting the start out there. You're going to have your ace on the mound. It's just going to be a matter of how you scratch across some runs. Because to this point, that's been the only thing that really that team has to really improve upon. They play good defense. They play small ball well. They run the bases. Just got to find some more guys on base and get some more timely hitting. The Beaver Dam softball team, however, they found some last night as they beat Baraboo 8-3. And in a game, too, that was needed for them, they have to keep winning if they want to get back into the conference race, have a couple losses to catch up with in Wanakee. So you're almost scoreboard watching them. But to this point, we've seen with this team all year, they swing the bat, and once they get to the postseason, yeah. they are going to be somebody that nobody wants to see on the calendar.
For sure. Quick question about the Beaver Dam baseball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was yesterday or Friday a makeup game?
Neither. So in baseball, so oftentimes, and I believe softball, it's more often the same as well, but you will have a home and home. So you'll play one team on like a Tuesday or a Monday, and then you'll get them later in the week. So this one is, maybe I'm talking out of the wrong side of my mouth here, but I think I'm right. Where this was scheduled, they were scheduled to be home, have youth night on Tuesday. You get a couple days off before Friday when you have to hit the road once again.
Huh. I always, it's like for softball, I'd be like, okay, you play Brookfield East tonight. We don't see him for another couple weeks, so.
Okay, maybe that is the case, because I know with at least softball, like Wanakee, for instance, that's a team that Beaver Dam saw early in the season, but then later on they didn't have to deal with them for about a month's time after the fact.
Yeah, but I feel like softball also dealt with a lot more rainouts than baseball.
For sure. I mean, for instance, you're right on the Wanakee front. They played them to end the month of April. They will play them again later this week in just about 5 days' time on the 18th.
Yeah.
So a little bit different spread out. I wonder what the reason is. But that's why we'll hopefully have Ryan Gerber joining us for the first time of many next week. Hopefully on Tuesday we'll get back to you as we finalize his schedule as well.
He's a busy man.
He's Ryan Gerber. He's the athletic director after all of the – have you – we need to get you actually out there not only to call a game with me, but on one of these nights where it's baseball, whether it's JV baseball, JV softball, then you have softball, it feels like a college campus the way you look around. First of all, the only problem we have to find is that now we have so many things going on, I feel like I'm parking in Wanakee to get over to some of these games. That's the price we pay for having these beautiful facilities are maintained so well by the one and only Jeff Eberle.
Your bestie.
He is my bestie. All right. Well, we're going to step aside for our final break of the day. It is Wednesday, so that means on the other side of the break, it's time for Higher or Lower. Ashley will be leading us with that. We'll do that in just about 4 or 5 minutes here on the Damn Sports Show.
Not quite.
I'm not going to add breaks to the people because you want to get a meme out there. It's your day, after all. This is the Damn Sports Show, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 37 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 69. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for showers. Lows level off around 47. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Spring cleaning isn't just for the house. Your HVAC system could use a tune-up too. JB Mechanical keeps your home comfortable all season long. Here's the forecast on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Your home for the Golden Beavers, 1430 ESPN, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Hey, you. It's me, your window. I'm tired. I leak air, I rattle, and honestly, I'm terrible at my job.
Wait, my window is talking?
Yup, and you deserve better. Like Pella Windows installed by Hometown Glass and Improvement. They're energy efficient, quiet, and actually keep the heat and AC where it belongs. Inside.
That does sound better.
Trust me. Retire me.
Good thing I can call Hometown Glass and Improvement for a free window estimate today.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care in Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
Every financial journey is different. At M People Credit Union, they're committed to helping you reach your destination on your terms. Whether you need marketing leading rates that help you reach your financial destination faster, financial guidance to help you navigate your path, or digital tools that let you manage your accounts from anywhere. You can do things your own way, but you don't have to do them alone. Learn more at mpeople.com. That's mpeople.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
How much does it cost to talk to Gruber Law Offices after a serious crash? It's free. Yes, free. As in, it won't cost you anything to speak with us. Not sure if you have a case? Call our team at Gruber Law Offices today. Your first call and your first consultation are always free. And you'll never pay us a fee until we win your case. If you've been seriously injured, call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
You wait all winter long for that first hot Wisconsin day, and your air conditioner decides it's still in hibernation. Before the heat rolls in, call JB Mechanical for a spring AC tune-up. They'll make sure your system runs smooth, cool, and efficiently, so you're not sweating it later. Now that's more like it. JB Mechanical is a proud trained dealer. Schedule today at jbmechllc.com.
Spring is back, so it's time to call Air Care in Beaver Dam. They'll make sure your air conditioner is ready to keep you cool and comfortable this summer. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, Air Care is the local expert offering reliable service all day, every day. Don't wait until something breaks. Call Air Care today to schedule maintenance and ensure your system runs smoothly all season long. Just call 920-356-8860. Air Care, honest and dependable service for 45 years.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show. Sing it along, Ash, you know the words.
Sorry, I picked the wrong button.
Notice you weren't singing either way.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know the words.
How don't you know Creed? We'll get to. I'm gonna make you Creed. Like a Creed playlist, like it's a mixtape back in the day.
I know Creed. I just don't know the words to that song.
That's like their best song, so that's kind of embarrassing for you. You have to make up for it on Friday because we're going to be out at M People Credit Union for our second Brat Fry of the summer so far. usually, and I tell you usually, and I'll tell you why in a second, usually all it's going to cost you is $2 for a Pernets brought in a drink included with that. But this time, M People is being gracious. They are excited to have the Beaver Dam community out there in Fond du Lac. So they're covering your cost for your brought and drink. It's a free brought and drink, Ashley. Are you? How many are you going to house?
I housed 4 last time, so maybe 6 this time.
See, I was impressed because I think that from a station.
I was so hungry.
From a station perspective, I had 4. You had 4. I think
Charlie had 4.
Charlie had 4. Wade probably had 15.
Yeah. Wade didn't even work the brat fry. He was just snacking on the brats.
That's why he showed up. Yeah. He's just like, yeah, I'll wrap 1 or 2. I'll have to take my union break. Do that. Got to make sure I get my brat in. Whatever, and then we're right back to work right on the other side
Wade,
of it.
Whatever Wade wants, Wade gets.
He's Wade Bates after all. And Wade's not eligible for this, but you guys at home are. Because if you show up to 5 of these, we are going to give you a stamp card. And each one of these brat fries that you go to in the summer, you will have a chance if you get to 5. You have to show up to 5 brat fries. But if you do, you will be in a random drawing at our last stop at Hometown Glass and Improvement at the end of the summer on September 3rd. And we're going to pull 3 winners. The first place winner, $4,000 cold hard cash.
Woo!
$750 for second place. Wow. $250 for third. There's 3 chances to win. $5,000 to go around. And all you have to do is show up to one of these. Sounds pretty simple.
Easy enough.
Pioneer Road right there in Fond du Lac. We expect to see you Friday. Let's show the people of Fond du Lac what we do here in Beaver Dam, what kind of movement we can get. Very excited to get out there. All right. It's Creed time. You heard Higher or Lower time because we heard Higher from the great band Creed. Ashley, let's get it started today. How's this work?
I'm going to give you 2 options, and you have to say if it's higher or lower.
You can even figure that out at home. Let's get going. What's our first one?
We're going to go away from some sports. We're going to do some random ones today.
Okay.
Because I didn't like the sports ones.
All right.
Is there a number of cool. Is the number of bones in the human body higher or lower than the number of squares on a Scrabble board?
Wow. I know we have something. I think it's 208 bones. Does that sound correct?
No.
Is it around that number?
Yes.
Okay. That's close enough. It's 213, isn't it?
It's 206.
I was close. Anyways, I'm going to say Scrabble board. I bet you that board is something like 25 by 25. So I'm going to say it's going to be more or higher on Scrabble than it is for human body bones.
You always do this, and it really bothers me. I will say bones first and then Scrabble board, and you'll say Scrabble board is higher than the bones.
All right, fine. Lower. The human bones are lower number than the Scrabble squares. Does that make you feel better?
Yes, that is correct. And the Scrabble board is 225 squares.
I might have actually drilled that.
Yeah, well, I think you did. But I don't think 25 times 25 is 225.
Okay, maybe I'm... Yeah, because 25 times 10 is 250. All right.
Yeah, 25 by 25 is 625.
Yeah, my dad's somewhere. The
it's
math
definitely
brain,
25 times 15.
He's so ashamed of me right now, but
nope,
I was close, kind of.
Also wrong, because I just said it's 25 times 15. If it's 25 times 10 is 250.
Oh, it's 15 by 15, isn't it? 15 by 15 is 225.
Yep, there we go.
We're so bad.
We got there.
Took a little while. We got there on the end.
There we are.
All right, what's next?
Okay, is the number of Monopoly houses plus hotels higher or lower than the total dots on a pair of dice?
All right, pair of dice, it's going to be 6, 11, carry the 1, 15. It's like somewhere around 20, 19, I think.
Okay.
All right, so that would make that, I'm going to say higher than a number of dice.
That is correct.
Because I forgot what the first one was, so I just said higher and really was open.
Monopoly houses.
Oh, there's so many
plus
Monopoly houses.
Hotels, there's 44. Now, you said there are 19 total dots on a pair of dice.
Oh, on a pair.
There's 42.
42, it's 21 on each. Math's not...
Math is not mathing.
Well, yeah, paradise, it's multiplied by 2. Like, a pair is 2. Although a pair of scissors is only 1. How does that make any sense?
Yeah. What do you mean a pair of scissors?
It's like a pair of socks makes sense. You have two socks, a pair of shoes. You have two. A pair of scissors. Are you going to tell me that each individual thing with a hole in it with a blade is one individual scissor and therefore it's a pair of scissors?
Yes.
That's stupid and incorrect.
Do you not realize like a pair of, if you took a pair of scissors apart, you'd basically have two knives.
Yeah, and a knife isn't a scissor.
Yes, but okay, then I'm trying to think of other things. When you put two things, there's certain things that you put them together and they become a new thing.
I have you in a blender because that's still not a pair.
Yes, I guess it's not a pair.
Thank you.
But so you have grief with scissors?
I do, because it's the same. When I say a couple to you, how many is a couple?
Two.
When I say a few, how many is a few?
Three.
Like just three? It can't be four?
I usually think three.
Because like I also grew up where my wonderful mother would tell you a couple could be two or three, didn't agree. A few would be like three to five. That feels incorrect. A couple is two. A few is three. I will give you four. I'll allow it. And that's where I draw the line.
Okay.
Pair of scissors. Get out of here with that nonsense. Next.
Okay. Is the width of an NHL rink higher or lower than the number of keys on a standard piano?
Oh, my God. I feel like there's a sneaky number of keys. Does that count the black ones, too?
Yes.
Because I think that's different, right? They're both keys. It's just like those are, it doesn't, I don't know. I'm going to tell you that the width is going to be lower than the amount of keys on a piano board.
Good job.
I don't know if I've missed one of these in 2 weeks. I feel like width. I'm just, if this is already smarter than a first grader, I am well smarter.
Width of an NHL rank is 85 feet.
And the number?
Of keys on a standard piano, can you guess?
105.
Oh my God, 88.
Oh.
You were so off.
Why am I getting judged? I was right. I was in the correct side.
I mean, I guess, but dang, you just really.
But they don't ask how you get the right answer as long as you get there, and I'm 3-0.
I don't think you are.
I am, actually, and we're going to go to 4-0 right here. We probably have time for one more.
Okay. Is an average MLB game time higher or lower than the average amount of songs in a Spotify playlist?
So an average game time is about 2 hours and 40 minutes. So is that saying it's going to be, are you going to say 240, or are you going to strictly go minutes and that's actually 160 minutes?
Sure, 160 minutes.
All right, cool. So I'm going to say the average playlist, the baseball game is going to be higher, because I'm going to say that the average playlist is closer to 100 songs.
Ding, ding, ding. Yep. Yeah, so 150 minutes is the usual average for Spotify's playlists.
And it's less? 4-0. Eat rocks, wait, kick
yeah,
rocks,
so
whatever.
So the MLB game, did you say the MLB game would be higher?
No, I was right. I said that there'd be more minutes than there would be songs in a playlist. And I'm correct.
Yep.
4-0.
Okay.
Kick rocks. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with another edition of the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and then once again on Daily Dodge TV. Homer Hour coming up next.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for your home, serving Wisconsin homes for over 100 years. Whether it's